In the name of Jesus. Amen. This doesn't have anything to do with the sermon right now, but some people would ask, does anything he says have to do with the sermon? But if you want a concise, clear explanation of what goes on in the Holy Supper of our Lord, it is in this hymn. It's right here. Everything you read in the scriptures, everything you read in our Lutheran confessions is nicely compacted into this hymn. So if you've got a hymnal at home, take a look at it and review the stanzas and meditate upon them, because they are wonderful, in my opinion. Okay. The Holy Gospel for today is from St. Luke, the 14th chapter. And unfortunately, today's Gospel reading begins in the middle of the story. What preceded this story? Why is it that one of those who reclined at table eating with Jesus, when he heard these things, what things, said to him, "Blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God"? Well, I'm going to fill you in a little bit on what preceded this. It was the Sabbath day. He had been invited, our Lord had been invited, to dine at the house of a ruler who belonged to the Pharisees. And there were other Pharisees there, maybe some Sadducees, maybe some rabbis and priests, and they were looking at Jesus. They were watching him to see if they could catch him in some trap. And Jesus told a parable to those who were invited to this feast. He saw how each one was wanting to choose the place of honor, the place closest to the one who hosted the feast. And so he tells him, when you're invited by anyone to a marriage feast, don't sit down in a place of honor, because a more eminent man may be invited as well, and he who invited you both will come and say to you, "Give place to this man," and then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place. This is also referenced in the book of James, by the way. No, Jesus says, when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, "Friend, go up higher." Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at table with you, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. And then Jesus directs what he says to the man who was the actual host of the feast. When you give a dinner or a banquet, don't invite your friends or your neighbors or your kinsmen or your rich neighbors or your brothers and you be repaid, because they'll invite you to their own feast. But no, when you give a feast, invite the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you. You will be repaid at the resurrection of the just. And at the resurrection of the just, the resurrection of those whom have been declared righteous by God for the sake of his Son, we aren't going to be repaid for anything we've done on this earth, but the reward we will receive is going to far exceed any expenditures of time and money or anything, because at the resurrection of the just, all evil will be forever done away with, and there won't be any suffering or sickness or drowsing through a sermon, because there won't be sermons in heaven. We'll be in the presence of God. Okay, so that's the context of today's gospel reading. The A man sitting at the table with Jesus heard these things and said, "Blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God." Now, he could have said this sincerely. Some commentators say he was insincere. But they all agree on this. This man did not know the full meaning of his statement, "Blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God." So Jesus clarifies or explains what this statement means, what this blessedness consists of. So he tells a story of another great banquet. A man gave the banquet, master, lord, apparently someone exalted, and he invited many to the banquet. This, of course, was the way of inviting people of the day. You send out the invitations well in advance of the banquet, and you wouldn't even put down the date of the banquet necessarily. It was kind of like wedding feast done that way as well. So the time comes for the banquet. The host of the banquet sends out his servant to those who had been invited, and they told the invited guests, "Come now, everything is now ready." Okay, this was a banquet at the house of a wealthy man, and a banquet at this time could last for several days. You know, it wasn't hamburgers and hot dogs and little bags of stale Lay's potato chips or anything. A banquet was something of rare occasion. You know, all the best food imaginable. And you would think everyone would be delighted to come to this banquet. But Jesus tells us there were those who made excuses. He says that there was a man who sent the excuse, "I've bought a field and I must go out and see it. Please have me excused." Well, what person would buy a field without surveying the land first, without looking it over? His was a flimsy excuse. Another invitee said, "I have bought five yoke of oxen, and I go to examine them. Please have me excused." Well, I don't imagine anyone would buy 10 cows without looking them over first to see if they were in good health. So, again, this man should have done this before he bought them. He had no reason, no legitimate reason to be excused from the banquet. Then Jesus says, "There was another who said, 'I've married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. She won't let me.'" No. "Therefore I cannot come." Now, in the Mosaic law, if a man had married a wife recently, he was not to be conscripted to go out into battle, because just having recently been married, the Lord God did not want there any chance for this woman, this bride, to become a widow, and perhaps without conceiving and bringing another Israelite into the world. Again, there was no excuse here. Because even though they had just married, they could still come to the feast. They could still take time out to come and partake of the wonderful delicacies offered at this feast. But they said, "Nope, sorry, can't come, other things to do. The little missus won't let me." Joke. Well, the servant came and reported these things to his master. And the master of the house became angry, because all these tables overladen with rich, wonderful food were going to be wasted. There wasn't going to be anyone to partake of this food. What a waste. So the master had another plan. He told the servant, go out quickly, rush. Go to the streets and lanes of the city. Bring in the poor and the crippled and the blind and lame, the very people, classes of people Jesus mentioned in the paragraph preceding the beginning of today's gospel reading. Bring in those that no one would think of inviting to a banquet. Scour the city. Tell them to come. Now imagine the response of these people invited to the wealthy man's banquet. They might have been hesitant at first. I mean, I don't like to hang around with presidents and kings and queens. I would feel out of place. And so these people would feel out of place too. But as we will see, the servant insisted that they come. He would not take no for an answer. The servant reports back to his master and said, sir, what you commanded has been done, and still there is room. And the master said to the servant, okay, go out to the highways and hedges and compel people to come in. Now, that's not evangelism at the barrel of a gun or anything. But again, it's to insist, to encourage them to come in because there is a wonderful banquet who awaits them. And the reason for this, because the master wants his house to be filled. And the master concludes, for I tell you, none of those who were originally invited shall taste of my banquet. Well, in parables, Jesus has a point. And there are a couple of points here. And they have to do with God's banquet. They have to do with the great wedding feast of the Lamb. The gospel goes out to all people. We're told that God does not want any to be lost, but to come, to be saved, and to come to a knowledge of the truth. The invitation goes out to all. The church issues that invitation to each one of us, again, individually, as we gather for the divine service. God invites us to come to his table, to come to receive the forgiveness of sins. The church invites others to come to the banquet, that great heavenly banquet, when she sends out missionaries. When you speak to someone about Jesus, when you invite someone to come to the divine service, you are inviting others to come to the banquet. Now, in the context of today's gospel reading, those who made excuses, those who turned down the invitation, were the religious folk among the Jews, the religious leaders. That's who Jesus was speaking of. They made excuses. They made excuses to reject Jesus. Jesus, who is himself the banquet. Now, of course, the first disciples, the first converts were Jews. But Jesus' purpose was to bring in the Gentiles too. To bring you and me into his kingdom, to bring you and me and other Gentiles of every nation, language, and tongue to the great banquet, the wedding feast of the Lamb. And Jesus doesn't do that because of anything you have to offer, you know, to God, any time, treasure, talents. He doesn't do that because he thinks, my, what a fine addition to the banquet this person would be. No, he invites losers. He invites people no one would notice. He invites people that those hosting a banquet would be aghast at if these losers showed up at that banquet. Martin Luther wrote a note that was found in his pocket upon his death, and that note said, "We are all beggars." That is certainly true. And that's how we need to see ourselves, of those who are unworthy to come to the banquet, but whom Christ has invited anyway. Now, we're losers when it comes to the righteousness God requires of us. None of us meet the grade. We are saved by grace through faith. The grace that invites us to the banquet, the faith that takes hold of that invitation and says, though I don't deserve to be here, I trust the sincerity of Jesus' invitation, and I will be there. The point of the banquet is that all kinds of people are invited to come. And so the church is in every nation. The church has embraced people of every culture, every class, the rich and the poor, the lame and the halt, those who jog 5 miles a day, every day, and those who are crippled, lying in a nursing home bed. The banquet is for all. The invitation goes out to all. So see, dear friends, that you do not scorn the invitation. See, dear friends in Christ, that you recognize yourself as one who eternally needs what God offers you, offers to all at this banquet. Come to the Lord's table. Come to the great banquet of the Lord spread before us on this altar this Sunday. And then coming, think of the others whom you may know, who may not even know they're invited, and invite them to come too, because the Lord God wants his house to be filled with all the redeemed in Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.